All right, to come back up for a little bit more, because I just wanted to share a little bit about something else this morning, and it's going to be a little interactive, and I'm going to need a few volunteers. The first volunteer I need is one of our big, strong gentlemen who's about 30 years old. Anybody game enough to volunteer for that? I can see somebody hiding over there. I'm just going to move this way so he can't lose eye contact with me. Come on, Jace, you can do it. You can be my volunteer. Besides, you're the only one I know that's about that age, that I could safely say that. Upstanding young gentleman, yeah, you can just stand there. You don't have to do too much, so don't worry about it. All right, now, if you're between, let's say, 15 and 22, stand up, please. Yeah, go on. Yeah, that means you four. There's a few girls over there. There's a few up the back. Yeah, come on, you two. Yep. While you're standing up, you can come out the front. Well. Yeah, Mark can come with you. There's no PowerPoint. There's no slideshow. Come on, Mark. Come on. Lachlan and Logan, you can come up as well. Come on, girls. Yeah, you two. How many have I got? 2, 4, 6. My troop's looking a bit shallow. Move over this way. Perfect. There we go. I get to embarrass a few extra people. Good work. I haven't got quite the number I want, but this will still work, okay? There's a few 14s. Yeah, there are a few 14s. How old are you, Sam? 13. We'll leave them go. It still probably applies. I'm not sure. There's a bit of variation. But what I wanted to share was, and we don't often think about this, Jesus, when he started his ministry, was about this age. he looks like he probably fit the bill pretty good. I won't say any more on that. But the disciples that he called were about this age. Anywhere from probably 15, Peter was probably 22-ish, somewhere in there, maybe 25, somewhere in there. Some of the disciples could have even been potentially, because of the culture and the significance of things, could have been potentially as young as 13, but probably between 15 and 22, most of them, was culturally appropriate. So the disciples we read about in the Bible were this age. I'll let you think about that for a minute. Now, they were probably trained a bit, had done a fair bit of Bible study and those sorts of things, because that was the culture at the time. But Jesus came along as a 30-year-old, thereabouts. And if you read parts in Luke I was reading this morning and I'll refer to, he came along, was preaching and sharing with people, and people were learning about him. The disciples may have heard about him. When Jesus came along, they may not have, some of them. But they came along, Jesus came along, interacted with some of them, but pretty much just called them from what they were doing. Most of them were working, doing their jobs. Fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, John, sort of fishermen working in their boats. And you read what it says in Luke, and Jesus called them to come and be fishers of men, not fishing for fish anymore, and they just got up and left. Some of them in the middle of their jobs and followed him. That's a bit different. He even goes along a bit further and finds the tax collector, Levi, and calls him out of his job to come and follow Jesus. And like I said, they were probably this age. A little bit of thinking about. All right, you guys can sit down. I've tortured you enough for the moment. For the moment. Yeah, thanks for your help. Like, when I'm probably like a lot of you, I'd never really thought about that before. Well, I was listening to a podcast earlier in the year, and anybody that reads our church newsletter somewhat regularly, I wrote a bit of a story based on the same thing earlier in the year, because I'd never really thought about it. And I guess it struck me a little more than it will of a lot of people, because this is my life. These guys are my life. I work with young people full-time. paid and unpaid. And it really struck me that the disciples were the age of these guys here. And if you know anything about the Bible and the New Testament, Jesus, the guy with all the power and all the authority, imparted into these guys, into the disciples, and they went about changing the world. The world is a vastly different place to what it was before Jesus came along and before the disciples were trained than it is today. It was crazy. When you think about it, that the disciples were this age, and I'll probably say that more times and I'll probably get very repetitive, because we don't think about that. We don't think about the fact that they were that young. Jesus only being 30, himself only had a few years of ministry, effectively only had 3 odd years with the 12 disciples, teaching them, empowering them, encouraging them, showing them a better way than they had previously known. And we've seen this year quite a few of our young people, brigaders and non-brigaders, be baptized here in church and outside of church in different places. Quite a few young people that I know this year have taken that step to express their faith and be baptized and to step in to where God is taking them. But if that was to happen today, if Jesus was to rock up today call a bunch of disciples, how would that have looked today? Would our young people have gone and said things like, do you have a blue card? Have you done the risk assessment on this trip we're about to take? They didn't check his background. They didn't know too much about him. Some of the disciples may have hardly heard about Jesus when he came along. I probably should stand still, but I can't help walking around. Some of them would have heard about him, word of mouth. They didn't have the World Wide Web to get on and Google who Jesus was and what he'd been up to and how many people he'd healed or brought back to life or demons he'd cast out. It was only word of mouth. So a bit different than today. Contextually and culturally a little different. I get that. But Jesus picked young people to, I guess longevity was part of that, but he could have picked a bunch of 30-year-olds, or there's no reason that he couldn't have had people that were his same age or even older. Jesus could have picked anybody he wanted to. And when he got to the disciples, some of them, he just sort of walked up to and said, come follow me. And they got up out their boats and left. You read through the New Testament, I'd be like, what? If Jesus turned up to my workplace and said, here, come follow me, I'd be like, hang on, but I've got a bunch of work to do first. Wait till 3 o'clock's finished or 3:30 when I can go home and then we'll see. Jesus didn't interview them. He didn't check to see what their Facebook profile said or their social media status was. He didn't look to see if they had anything controversial in their background. He just took them for who they were. He didn't judge them. He took them for who they were. And as you can hear, that's really important. He just accepted them for who they were and where they were and called them. And out they came. Now, a lot of what we do through brigades, hopefully, is doing the same thing. Is empowering and encouraging these guys to be world changers. To step into what Jesus has called them to. And call them out of the comfort of their little comfort zones and the safety of where we're often sitting at. The disciples at the time would have been quite comfortable and well-trained fishing. Levi the tax collector, he was probably pretty comfortable, maybe not so comfortable being a tax collector. He wasn't the most liked bloke in the country. But they would have felt pretty safe in what they were doing and knowing what they were doing and where they were going and what life looked like. A lot of those would have, if they'd have stayed with their parents and stayed in the business, would have been fishermen till they couldn't do it anymore. That would have been a known and a safe thing. But Jesus called them out of that. And a lot of what we're doing, not just in brigades, but in youth group, in our King's Kids ministry, working with our younger guys, is to empower them and to encourage them and show them the potential they've got. Now, you knew I wouldn't get past this without showing some emotion, and I won't either probably. But we want to empower them, and we want them to know the potential they've got. And I spend a lot of my time doing that, and I can guarantee, well, I would hope I could guarantee if I went along and asked all my boys the potential they've got and the encouragement and the empowerment and what I see in them, they would all be able to respond that they know I believe in them. Because I want them to know. And I want all of our young people to know. That's why I do what I do. That's what God's called me to do, to step into their lives and help them be everything they can be. But Jesus was the ultimate guy that started that and did that. I mean, he only had 3 years with those disciples. There's not many trades you can get into that you learn everything you need to know in 3 years. And then turn that into changing the world. That's a big job, a big ask. But they stepped into that. Jesus believed in them. He didn't judge them. He spoke into them and encouraged them. He empowered them and he showed them what to do and where to go and how about doing it. And then he sent them out to do it for periods of time. And then they came back and reported. They went out together and worked together and encouraged each other and grew in that and got better and better and better. And then when Jesus left after he was crucified, he left it with them and said, now you go and do the same. Change the world. And it was the power of God when they stepped into that, the power of God through them that changed the world. They weren't anything out of the ordinary. Fishermen, tax collectors, all sorts of things. They weren't necessarily anything out of the ordinary. But Jesus saw who they could be. And my challenge this morning is twofold, to go off the back of that. One, to our young people, most of them up the front here, but a few up the back I can see, is get out of your comfort zone and step into that. There's a bit that's hard to say. Step into who God's called you to be and the potential that you have, because it's endless. And when you step into the power of God, things that never been seen before happen. I'm a pig farmer by trade, and I work with young people for a living nowadays. I didn't see that coming. I was as surprised as the kids were. But God working through me, that's where he took me. That's where he put me. And he was working my whole life to get me to the point where that's what he wanted me to do. And every day he's training me and teaching me more things that I need to know to do what I've got to do tomorrow. And there's a lesson in that for all of us, I think, but for our young people especially, to get out of your comfort zone. A lot of what we do, I know, especially with the boys, hiking, canoeing, getting out of their comfort zones and taking them places they haven't been before. That's part of that. Giving them a sense and a realization of what they can do and what they can achieve and what they could do if they kept going and kept pushing those boundaries. The second challenge is to all those people that probably don't consider themselves youth anymore, myself included, is what are we doing to help them see that and do that? Are we stepping in and doing like Jesus did, teaching them, training them? I wrote another blurb last week. Well, I didn't write it. It came straight out of the Bible, Psalm 78, where we're challenged and obligated to pass on what we know, to pass on the faithfulness of God, pass on to the young people. And if you read Psalm 78, it says even to the unborn, pass on what we know. Don't just keep it to ourselves and do our own little thing, but to pass it on and impart it into our young people. And I know lots of people here are doing it. Brigades, youth group, King's Kids, Paddy Mullins, all of our youth-related ministries wouldn't exist if there weren't people that already didn't have that heart and didn't want to do that already. But it's something we can't do on our own. We need everybody's support, and I really appreciate the support and the opportunity even to be here this morning and share what the brigades have done this year. Hopefully later on this term we can share some of the things the youth group has done as well. But I want to leave everybody with that challenge. Young people, get out of your comfort zone and step into what God has for you. And not so young people, how can we help them do that? How can we encourage and empower them and push them further than they'll get on their own? Because that's my heart, you can hear that. And it's hard to say, because I'm so passionate about seeing that happen and pushing these guys forward as far as we can go. So I'll leave you with that. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks, Jason. It's not just for young people either. I'm 68, and my wife and I have just come back from East Africa. We were called to go to Uganda. God said that, I want you to go. And we went, okay. So we did, and we didn't have really much of a clue what he wanted us to do until we got there. But when we got there, we began to realize this is what God has called us to do. We had peace of heart. So you don't have to be young and you don't have to be old. You can be older than me if you like. Go right ahead. That's good. But for every one of us, we need to listen to what God is saying to us personally. And he will tell you what he wants you to do. And you'll know, peace of heart, when he explains to you what he wants you to do, you will have peace in your heart. You know, that's what it is.